What's going on, good people? It's Wellness Wednesday here at Speaker Success in the Morning. We got a great show coming up for you today. We're going to dive in, talk a little bit about calisthenics here on Speaker Success in the Morning. What's going on, good people? What's going on, good people? What's going on, successors? Welcome to another episode of Speak Your Success in the Morning. Today is Wednesday, August 27th, 2025. Y'all already know it's a great day to be alive. Gonna go ahead and get ready to dive into the show. We don't want to waste no time, nor can we waste any time today. All right, come on out, producer Britt.
Talk because you to can't. I'm here. What's up? Doing? Good morning. How you doing? We on it.
Oh, click, snap, crackle, pop. Okay,
okay. Snap, crackle, pop up in this day. Okay, I love a good Rice Krispie treat. I will tell you that.
Yeah. It's been a minute. It's been a minute.
Them you know, the older though, you get, them. You know, that candy, yeah. You're like, man, it's so much sugar.
Brit, when I tell you them, uh-huh. Some of these snacks, like I be eating them and I'm like, oh, my head hurts. Oh, my
oh,
body.
Yes.
I just can't do like I used to be doing. Just smash on a box of Nutri-Grain bars. Nah. It don't work out like that. That sugar don't do your body right no more.
Not at all. Quick, what'd you have for dinner last night? What'd you have for dinner? Quick.
Man. Oh, last night we had some barbacoa taco with that onion, with that cilantro. I'm headed home. Gabby like, hey, you want these tacos? I said, let's get it. She said, I'm putting in an order. Let's go.
Oh, my gosh.
What you had for dinner last night?
I had my little, so normally when I don't feel like cooking, I'll go get some like frozen dumplings, some edamame, some little steam bun thingies and some egg rolls. And so I'll get some of those. And then I'll eat on that all week. So that's been my meal. And probably like just half of a little salmon. And that's it. Soy sauce. I make my own chili oil. So,
The chili oil. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Make my own.
The other day we had some bad buns from this spot right off the highway. Mm-hmm. They got a soft shell crab. I got the soft shell crab one, and I'm a sucker for sauce. And they got a good sauce in there. Mm-hmm. Gabby had some chicken. She had a chicken one, and then they had another one that was, I can't remember. Oh, she had like pork belly something.
Yeah, I like that pork.
Say that soft shell crab. Mm-hmm. Let me get that 3-piece combo. Yeah.
Okay, just a couple things before we get into Straight From The Source. So, guys, we do want to congratulate the channel, congratulate Jonathan, because we hit our 4 hours and now we're unlocked a new level on YouTube. So, woohoo! Okay, Jonathan, so tell the people how many hours we need now to unlock the next hour so they can help us out. How many hours do we need, y'all? Hold on.
Man.
Hold on.
What?
All right.
I'm holding on. So now we need 980 hours. So this is going to get us to the next level, which is 4,000 hours of watch time, which then will allow us to completely monetize the channel. Right. We're moving forward. We're progressing. Them hours stacking up. Somebody somewhere binge watching the show.
I love it. I need that. Okay. I need that. Y'all, that we're going to update you on the hours every single time that we remember. And we want to get to that new level so we can fully monetize the channel, continue to support us. Thank you for supporting us. And it means so much. So here we go. Really straight from the source. We don't have a long show today, y'all. We got to get to work early. So we're going to get into Straight From The Source, do a little calisthenics, and then we out of here. All right, let's go, Jonathan.
Do a little calisthenics is crazy. Okay, so today we're going to come out of the book of Isaiah, chapter 55, and we're going to go with verse 11. And the text reads, plain and simple. It says, so will my word be which goes out of my mouth. It will not return to me empty, without accomplishing what I desire and without succeeding in the purpose for which I sent it. Some versions say my word will not return to me void. But at the end of the day, the premise of this text here is that the word of God, if God said that something will be done, if this is in scripture, if he has given you a word audibly, or if he has given you a word through somebody, and we always want to try the spirit by the spirit, if somebody else gives us a word from God, then it is going to be done, period. Okay, period. Maybe on this side of heaven, maybe up in heaven. But either way, if God gives you a word and he says it's going to be done, it's going to be done. So this isn't like some of the people that we might have relationships with and people that we're cool with, and somebody borrowed $10 and they say, I got you. I'm going to give you $10 back. I promise. I got you. But then you'll never see that $10. I still know some people like that from high school and middle school. Still ain't got my $10 back. But guess what? They're not God, and their word doesn't have staying power like the word of God, because the Bible says that this word is sharper than a double-edged sword, and it cuts in between the bone and the marrow. It says the word of God is true. It says the word of God is a living, breathing word that continues to move forward. So y'all, that's what we have for Straight from the Source today. It don't got to be long to be strong, but what we do need to know and take away from this text today is don't play with the word of God. Because once again, the text says, so will my word, which goes out of my mouth, right? So what God has spoke, it will not return to me empty without accomplishing what I desire. What God, imagine the desires that God has for you. Imagine just the desires, right? He desires peace for us. He desires love for us. He desires us to be fruitful in this world, to have purpose in this world, to move forward the kingdom agenda. And the rest of the text says, and without succeeding in its purpose for which I sent. So it's going to accomplish what he desires, and it's going to succeed in the purpose for which he has sent. Remember that, family, and don't you forget it. All right. That's been Straight from the Source this morning. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we're going to be right back with more Speak Your Success after this. Do you want to feel confident in your skin every day? Introducing Skin Rituals, a luxury home-based skin studio that specializes in hyperpigmentation, acne, and personalized treatments for every skin type. Owned by solo esthetician and registered nurse, Courtney Durham, Skin Rituals is all about curating facial treatments designed just for you. Hydrate, brighten, nourish, and soothe your skin with expert care and cutting-edge techniques that promote natural healing. Whether you're looking for a relaxing facial or a transformative chemical peel, Skin Rituals offers results-driven treatment tailored to your needs. With over 7 years of experience, Courtney's goal is to help you safely achieve the healthy skin that you deserve. At Skin Rituals, we believe that taking care of your skin is an investment in your confidence. Book your appointment today and leave every session feeling grateful for the choice that you made to take care of yourself. Skin Rituals, because your skin deserves the very best. Family, welcome back to Speak Your Success in the Morning. We're currently 8 minutes after the hour. Before we dive in and talk about calisthenics, producer Britt, so what I know before you were doing the walk in, you were doing the run in, you were doing the jump roping.
Not before. I'm still doing it.
Okay, well I'm just saying before you might have elevated. You might have started doubling down, doing 2-a-days or something. I don't know.
I don't know. Jazzercise. Oh man, they really don't. I remember going into basketball training. They'd be right across the hall at the rec center, 5 o'clock in the morning, up there
do
with
not
me.
Play.
But
they
what's
not,
your question?
Yeah, I was about to say. So what's your workout regimen looking like now?
It's still walking. I would say it's just strictly walking. And when I get home, if I remember, you know, I'll do a little abs and, that's about it. I might do my resistance band, 'cause I went to the chiropractor and she said I need to work on my middle back. So more like a rowing motion, I've been doing those. Even she was like, even if you just have time in your day, just kind of just go like this. You know, just do a couple sets. And I was like, okay, cool. But that would be my workout. So just walking and trying to integrate the weights.
Oh, gotcha. Okay, cool. Because for me, you know, the past couple Well, a few days out of the past week or so, you know, I made my way to the gym. I found my way to the gym.
Okay. So the baby
then I started touching some weight. Yeah. My son definitely found his way to the gym too. That was why I couldn't be in there that long the second go round. But I've been doing push-ups though. Like I started out doing 10 sets of 10 push-ups, right? Shout out to Ike Richardson for challenging me on that. And I couldn't do it consistently all the days. I had to work back up. Britt, starting push-ups after you have not done them in years is next level. Okay. Yeah. So I'm struggling. Struggling to lift myself up. Last night though, your boy hit 2 sets of 20.
Okay.
I said stand on business then.
Stand on it.
You know, I feel like I found something, and I was doing 20 push-ups, then rolling over and then doing 20 sit-ups. Started feeling a little burn. I said, yeah, I like that. So, you know, the workout has transitioned into that for me. I still see this jump rope looking at me, but the jump rope can stay where it is. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, jump rope can stay where it is. I'm just saying, because jumping and my knees and my back, it don't work out well. Now that my back is feeling better.
Gotcha.
I ain't trying to push it. All right, but we can transition talk a little bit about calisthenics.
Okay, so the reason why we're talking about this is
because, my goodness.
You want to set it up, please. Set it up.
Britt, oh my god. I saw this last night. We all grew up on tag. But think about playing this as an adult, a tag competition.
They have a game for everything. And this is crazy. But this is cool in a way. Because if you can.
Yeah, I was looking at it. I was like, I definitely do.
Is this calisthenics or is this parkour?
There is some calisthenics incorporated at the way they are just absorbing these tables.
Yeah.
I'm like, what in the world? Like,
you know, parkour is serious too.
That's a real thing. Parkour is a real thing.
Oh,
my gosh. I saw
the episode
of The Office. I thought they were playing.
Parkour is real.
Oh, God.
People out here parkouring right now. Parkour.
Oh, my goodness.
That is a real thing. Yes. Okay. Okay. So you were just sending me this for fun. This is not the kind.
Yeah, man. But then there is one down the bottom. How to start? Bottom. There we go. So look, for those who don't know what calisthenics are, or how to start calisthenics, let's make it plain. Producer Britt, read for the people. You're a better reader than I am. You're stronger.
That is not true. Calisthenics is body weight training, no gym, no fancy gear, just you versus gravity.
Man.
It's you in the world, okay. Baby. You in the world, baby. You in the world. Okay. Start with these five foundational moves. You got push-ups, pull-ups, dips, squats, planks. Okay. Did you hear that? Push-ups, pull-ups, dips, squats, and planks. Okay. Do three sets three times a week. Focus on form, not reps. Focus on form, not reps. Okay. So push-ups, pull-ups, dips, squats, planks. Do three sets three times a week. Focus on your form, not your reps. All right, calisthenics. Yeah. That's easy. I think I can do that.
I mean, I'm up for that challenge. And actually thinking about it, you know, I've seen a variation of this while watching either Locked Up or watching Scared Straight, because them gentlemen in those box facilities, they definitely be knocking out some calisthenics with the
jail,
burpees.
Prison. And, it's okay to say.
Yeah, that too. That too.
Some prison workouts are different. I mean, that's all they got. Man, I mean, they got worse too.
But the way their bodies are ripped up,
man,
it's like,
it's
whoa. It's a different type of hard body. Like with them getting it in. So yeah, the calisthenics, I mean, I'm down. I'm already doing the push-ups, but you know, I definitely can do the dips. I used to do that when I was in high school. I used to go in my kitchen. Cause I got like the area where it's like a triangle. Uh-huh. I put my hands up there and then do some dips in the kitchen.
Nice.
Boy, high school basketball, you just something else.
But you could do dips. Yeah. You could do dips on the couch.
Yeah, and then you could do squats.
Don't
cheat yourself. Don't cheat yourself doing dips on the couch because it's soft.
You don't want to do a chair? You gonna do a chair?
I do like an elevated dip, probably just like on the counter. Just put my arms behind and just dip.
Well, I definitely can't do that. You're tall.
Oh, well, you got baby legs. It's not your fault. Yeah. So that's right, with knowing these foundational moves and knowing this, I see calisthenics as being something pretty simple, pretty simplistic, right? That's a word, right? Simplistic. Simplistic. Yeah. Simply, but yeah, now you can show the video. We can show an example of somebody getting calisthenics in real time, ripped up.
Here we go. One. Oh, wow.
Yee.
10 push-ups. Okay.
Yeah.
Three pull-ups. That's more than three. Okay. 5 dips.
Dip, baby. Dip.
Okay. Yeah, I saw that.
He's spicing it up. Yeah. If you want to go for extra, okay? If you want to go for extra credit.
That wasn't it. Okay.
And then body squats.
Body squats. Okay. Follow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
That's what I'm saying right there. Calisthenics, man.
That's it.
Three
right
times. So what? That's a Monday, Wednesday, Friday situation. Okay.
Yeah.
I got you down to do it. You down? You gonna knock it out?
I'm gonna do it Monday, Wednesday, Friday. I'm not a Monday person, so I'm a Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday morning.
You're not a Monday person. What does that even mean?
I don't like working out on Mondays.
Okay, we'll take that, I guess.
Yeah, I walk, but I don't like doing all the extra stuff on Monday. I'm not playing basketball.
All the extra
no more.
Stuff.
Mm-mm. I don't like doing all that on Monday.
Okay.
Okay, so keeping on with Wellness Wednesday. Let me grab my book right here.
Oh, she about to. Okay, so producer Britt is about to read a excerpt, or she about to read or sing us an A and B selection from her novel. Speaking of Wellness Wednesday and accountability, when we gonna get episode 3? I was thinking about this the other day.
Hey, call me out right now.
When we gonna get episode 3? Man, say people need it.
It will be worked on. It will be worked on soon. Okay, so we were in chapter 3. We filmed on chapter 3. So just, I think I did one of these before talking about your subconscious mind trying to communicate with you. So let's see. Not doing the work, you know. Okay, so here's one. Mm-hmm. Here's one. So, like I said, this is about your subconscious mind trying to communicate with you. So the way you are
Where are you reading this from?
I'm sorry, y'all. This is the book that we're reading on the Touche podcast. This is The Mountain Is You by Brianna Weiss. So that's what that is. We're on chapter 4 now, but I'm reading from chapter 3 because I haven't started chapter 4, okay? And I'm an honest person. So here we go. The way you are self-sabotaging, not doing the work you know would help you move your career forward, okay? What your subconscious mind might want you to know. You might not be as clear as you think you are on what you want to be doing. If it isn't flowing, there is a reason. Instead of trying to push through and continually hit the same wall over and over again, take a step back. Maybe it's time to regroup, re-strategize, or seriously think about why you're trying to keep or why you're trying to take the steps you are. Something needs to change, and it's probably not just your motivation.
Wow.
What does that mean to you?
I mean, just thinking about it, it's knowing that there are certain areas in my life that I know aren't beneficial for me for the next level, but still just needing to take an inventory of those items. Mm-hmm. And then just make the decisions. Because you say this all the time. Like, we all know what we need to do to improve or get better. It's just like putting a process in place, okay? Yeah. If I know staying up late is an issue, then I need to X that, get my butt in the bed earlier, 30 minutes earlier, an hour earlier.
That laptop down,
So whatever, man. Hey, I need to have my laptop in my hands last night. I had my son in my hands last night. Put me to sleep last night. I'm sitting there rocking him in a chair. We watching the new Kirk Franklin, Den of Kings. And then fell asleep.
Gotcha.
Fell asleep. I'm like, you asleep? She was laughing. I said, what's funny? She said, you fell asleep? I said, yeah. She said, I ain't watching this by myself. Hold on.
Okay. Oh, I got one more. This
Wait,
is
you didn't
one.
Say what it means to you.
Oh, I mean,
how does it apply to you? No. We're not passing the buck here. Everybody gets a look. Turn.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay, you might not be as good as you think you want to do. You know, I think, okay, right now, well, I can't say too much, but right now, I just feel like, okay, not doing the work. You kind of said it. You said, I am a person that says, you know what you need to do to move your career forward, your life forward, your relationship forward, whatever it is, you know what you need to do in the back of your mind. And if you don't know what you need to do, then you need to sit down and you need to think about what that is. What that means to me is, I wouldn't say this one kind of resonates with me as much because I'm a person that I'm like, hey, I know what I need to do and I'm going to do it. And I know what I know. I'm aware of when I'm being lazy. I'm aware when I'm unmotivated. You know, all that stuff I'm aware of. And when I am aware of it, I will lay down on my couch. Me and Ozzy, we will lay here. We will meditate. Okay. And I would just sit there, I'll meditate, I'll go into prayer, and then next thing you know, I'm knocked out, I wake up, I'm a new person. So, and it feels so good. I'll either have some tea before, or I'll drink my lemon water before, but I just get into a mode where I can't just, it's just me and the Lord. And so that feels good, and you know, I can get all the information that I need, and then I'm gone. You know, I'm all
download from heaven. Download from heaven.
Yeah. Getting those heavenly downloads. So that's my routine. That's what I do. And as a person that stays busy, pretty much, I mean, I have my own team of people. So I have to make sure I stay on top of things. So that's how I continue to move myself forward to make sure I'm doing what I need to do and to execute and continue to be Bionic Brittany. So yeah.
I like it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good. Okay, it's a word for the people. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay. Yeah. Here's another one. I think this is gonna be, you gotta put this one on TikTok. Okay. They gonna love this one. Okay. So dwelling on past relationships or continually checking up on exes. Okay.
Ooh, I know, right?
So what your subconscious mind might want you to know. This relationship affected you more than you're letting yourself believe. The ending hurt you more than you acknowledged, and you need to process that. Your continued interest in this person means there's something about the relationship that is still unresolved. And it is probably some kind of closure or acceptance that you need to find for yourself.
I'll let you go first on this one.
Brianna,
I'll let you go
that.
First on this one. Yeah, yeah. I'll let you go first and speak to this one. I'll go next.
I mean, you know, it's just, you know.
Make it about you.
I'm not a dweller of the past. I have done the whole look at the Instagram thing, but hey, I've been friends with Jonathan for 2 years now, and he be, stop it. So I don't do it anymore. I'm on to new and better things, and I don't do it anymore, and neither should you.
That little section was real. Brianna stepping on some toes.
Yeah, we didn't think of it.
Because when I tell you that I was the guy to where, like, I dated girls, like we hung out and kicked it, and then the girls would just go ghost. And I was like, what's happening? Like, I shoot the text, nothing. We was hanging steady, and then all of a sudden things just changed, and I'm like, what? And then a couple of days later or a week later or whenever, then I'd see them with another guy. I'll give one example.
Okay, so I was
kicking it with this girl, and you know, we was talking steady and everything like that. And I'm like, okay, cool. I think this is going in a direction. Mm-hmm. And then next thing you know, there was just some distance created. Then I look up, Brittany, I look up, and then what happens? Mm-hmm. She is bringing another fellow into church. This is a church I believe I invited her to first. Dang. Or at least we sat together, and then she brought another dude, and I'm like, okay.
It was
super weird, because I'm like, dang. Because for me at that time, and once again, this is way before I was married, but for me at that time, I was like, where's the closure?
No closure.
So, you know, and I feel like in that time, like I would look back and I'm do the Instagram thing, and I'm like, what's up? Like, I don't understand what happened. And that messed me up. Yeah. That happened a couple of times. And I was like, mm-hmm. What am I doing? Like, what is going on? Of course, in mm-hmm. different situations, there are different factors here and there. Mm-hmm. But I was like, I was getting ready to settle down and like wife up these girls, wife up as in like girlfriend. But then the pivot happened. I'm like, dang.
The pivot happened.
And I ain't talking about the podcast. What? You understand
right,
me?
I was saying anybody about the podcast.
But I didn't get it. Britt, I didn't get it. So that closure did hang me up, and that closure like affected me in real ways. And I think even now, counseling session, I even think in some of those situations, like I feel like that's even affected me now from sharing certain stuff or being present in certain ways and different things like that. So Brianna knows what she's talking about, man. Brianna knows what she's talking about.
Yes. Okay. And then here's our last one before we gotta go. This one will definitely apply to some of us. The way you are self-sabotaging, mindlessly scrolling through social media as a way to pass the time, okay? Mindlessly scrolling through social media as a way to pass the time. What your subconscious mind might want you to know. This is one of the easiest ways to numb yourself because it is so accessible and addictive. There is a world-altering difference between using social media in a healthy way versus a coping mechanism. Mostly, it has to do with how you feel after you're finished. If you don't put your phone down feeling inspired or relaxed, you're probably trying to avoid some kind of discomfort within yourself. The very discomfort that just might be telling you that you need to change. I am guilty of that. I will come home. I will feed Ozzy. I'll do my wind down routine. And then next thing you know, I'm sitting on the couch. I got stuff to do. And I just scroll. And then I look up and it's 8:00 and I got to go to bed. And I'm like, oh my gosh, now I got to rush. I got to eat. I got to do this. I got to do that. So I would say I am definitely guilty of doom scrolling. That's what they call it. I'm definitely guilty of that. Yes, sometimes I put my phone down and I'm like, oh man, I should make a TikTok. Or sometimes I put my phone down and I'm like, that was just way too much. I know I just did too much. And that's something that I need to get better at. But it's kind of hard when you're trying to make it on the internet. And then it's a balance because, you know, my life needs to be on the internet, or the information, I need to put it on the internet, but I need to also control the way that I scroll and control the way that I sit here on social media because, you know, it can become a problem, but something that I'm working on literally like actively now. In a way, some people have been doing the whole TikTok situation or just social media in general is before they get on the platform, they say their entry level to get on the platform is to post something. So you start scrolling, you need to post something, and that will also help your page in general. So, you know, it's just something to work work through. But yes, that is three things that we read through. The Mountain is You, Brianna Wise. Mm-hmm. We'll be talking about this on the Touche podcast. I will get back to y'all when the episode drops, and Jonathan will be on me. So it is coming, y'all. It's coming. It's coming. All right, Jonathan. Yeah. We got
Hold on, wait. I got to say my thing.
I'm sorry, Jonathan. Yes, I'm sorry. You ain't on the social media, but okay.
Yeah, go ahead. Right. I be on social media. So for me, I don't do as much scrolling. I typically will go in and after we let our AI software post our content, then I'll go in and accept it and collaborate. But I'll scroll for like a few minutes, but then after that, I got to get off. Like, I can't just sit there and scroll. Cause for me, I've just realized that that's not it for me. Cause one, if I do it too long, then I'll go to certain people's pages and I'll start to compare, especially other speakers. I'll be like, man,
oh, wow,
how this dude over there, or how she over there, or man, that's crazy. I could speak on that. So that's why that's my reason why I can't stay on too long. Cause I can't get envious. And, you know, just play that comparison game. And we know the comparison is the thief of all joy. So, I get in there, post, I respond to some comments, but then I'll get off. I got to get off the platform.
Yeah. Gotcha. And I think for me, like how you're saying, like you'll start comparing, I start to just like, man, that's a good idea. That's a good idea. That's a good idea. That's a good idea. That's a trend. That's a trend. That's this, that's that. And then, you know, I might want to do it. I might think about it for somebody else. I might do this. I might do that. So it's like, there's so many things that go into it. But for your mental, make sure that you can regulate those things. So one, what was it? The first one that we read was about, the second one that we read was definitely about the following your exes. The third one was about, well, following and checking up on your exes. The third one was about social media, doom scrolling. If you don't put your phone down and if you're not inspired, then, you know, there's a reason why that is. And it's probably something deeper. Don't be checking up on your exes. And the first one was, oh my gosh,
I can't remember either.
Oh my gosh. The first one was that we need to remember stuff.
We need to do something on growing memory. Yeah, we need to do that.
Your subconscious mind. Nope. I thought I had it. I'm sorry. One second. It's coming. It's coming. Overthinking, doing too much. Self-sabotaging. Oh, not putting your career forward, moving your career forward. That is what the first one was. So you're moving your career forward, not checking up on your exes, and not doom scrolling on social media. So those are our Wellness Wednesday tips today from the lovely book, The Mountain is You. Again, check it out on the Touche podcast. I know I got to get out of here because I got to go to work. But I will see y'all tomorrow for Law Talk. And I'm so excited about that. Don't know what we're talking about yet, but it's going to be a great show. And I'll let Jonathan close us out.
That's it, man. That's it. Y'all, the thing about this wisdom that we just shared here on Wellness Wednesday is the only way it's beneficial is if you take it and you really apply it to your life. All right. So just as we're going to apply some of these calisthenics and go apply this wisdom and the challenge from Sister Brianna Weiss, then I would encourage you to do the same thing, right? Apply one of the strategies and then just let us know. Let us know how it goes on at Speak Your Success Media on all platforms. Feel free just to shoot us a message and let us know, hey, I tried this or I tried that. Just so, you know, we can celebrate with you in the winning of your life. All right, family, we're here Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. Central Standard to 7 a.m. Central Standard. And remember, always speak your success, believe in your greatness, and continue to create the life and business of your dreams. Why would you and why should you live any other way?